Whereas the county council and general plan to expand sewer services capable of supporting 4 dwelling units to the acre. As I spoke to Mr. Izzo this morning, that may not be true in the future here because the wastewater, it may be provided through the competing companies out there that we hear about every week now. And so that may be a false statement in the ordinance. It talks about here, this may be a miswording, that the intent of Sussex County Council adopt the ordinance would protect equity and need process. It says the county would be compensated. Well, the county's plan should be covered. It should be covered in our land use plan. Who's going to be compensated? We're not going to be, because the money's supposed to go back out to buy open spaces once it comes in. I'll skip a couple of the public addressed a couple of these things here. It says multifamily structures means condos and apartments. What's the difference between townhouses and townhomes? I thought they were one and the same, but it says in here that they're different deals in here. The next statement I want to make is, it talks in here, and the public's been loud and clear about it, and some of the documentation I read from P&Z, the town center, a developing area, environmentally sensitive developing area. Maybe we ought to recommend that the environmentally sensitive development districts not be part of this ordinance. That's been said one way or the other by almost, 50% of the people at the podium. Is this to be handled as a cluster application or a conditional use? Is it all conditional use, or could somebody come in and do a cluster?
Conditional use.
Only conditional use. Okay. Because if it came in as a cluster, it would only go to P&Z, and then we wouldn't see it. That's the main concern, I think, that the constituency has had is they like to see the land purchased. If this does become fruition, that if there is a purchase made or higher density bought or whatever, that the land would be purchased in that area where it occurs. This must be incorporated in the land use plan. As I said before, maybe the environmentally sensitive development area ought to be taken out. But one lady, Mrs. Scott, I believe it was, made reference that I think she wants to be affordable housing, and possibly that the it should be, if they do get extra density, be in the form of MPHUs. Mr. Brown made a good point, as we have situations right now where the violations of any site plan are basically constituent complaint driven. There's just not enough inspectors to be on every site every day. And that's an important factor, that do we have a fine situation built in for some ramifications if something's not followed? That's my comments. I think public records should be left open also.
We gonna go down the line, Dale, or what are we gonna do? Anybody?
Yeah, Mr. Cole.
No, I would know. Mr. Jones, you can come right down the line if you want that way.
I guess I just got a couple questions. Again, I have to say I think the certainly the money that is generated, either whether it be the watershed or the tax map, if you start talking the hundreds, the Northwest or whatever, I think that's something that could be built in that certainly should give the protection to the area that is going to possibly have the issue of the 4 versus 2. I think that's the main concern. I think the environmental, I would like to look at the environmental sensitive areas, see what the zoning's around that, the entire area. Is it already MR, or is it higher or less? I'd like to see that. I think, it had this ordinance does have some merit, and I also think that this is why we have public hearings, so we can listen to the public and incorporate some of their thoughts, certainly in the ordinance, and hopefully produce something that is comparable to that the public would agree with. And that's all my comments here today.
Mr. Phillips, please don't be repetitious. If you've said it once, let's not repeat it.
The reason why this doesn't need to wait on the comprehensive land use plan update is because it respects anything that we do in that comprehensive land use plan. If we change the growth zone boundaries, it will follow those boundaries. If we eliminate the environmentally sensitive developing district, then this ordinance would no longer have legs to stand on in that area. The reason it does need to be acted on till now is because this process of creating new ordinances coming out of the comprehensive land use plan could take years. In fact, there are ordinances that were proposed, I believe, in the 97 land use plan that still have not been acted upon.
Absolutely.
In the period of time between us approving this and the ordinances to support the next land use plan, there could be millions and millions of dollars for conservation purposes lost. And that's money isn't necessarily lost to the whole scheme of things. It's only where it goes. It's going to go into the pockets of developers. As I've said repeatedly, over the last year, we've increased density in 6 applications. 230 additional density units have been granted. My colleague to the left has voted in favor of 4 votes.
How many did you vote in favor of?
And we have
how many did you vote? Tell us how many you had voted in favor of.
We have lost over $4 million that could have gone to conservation purposes. It's not as if this is going to make development more attractive. If anything, it's going to make it more restrictive by lowering the density allowed. It's going to create new buffers. It's going to require open space where currently there is no requirement.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll start with just some notes here. I got notes all over, but I'll just go down and jump around a little bit, so there might not be a lot of continuity to this. But the number one issue is I'm concerned about the ordinance has no real – it has a definition, I guess. There's an implied definition there of open space. But as a gentleman said, it doesn't have a good definition of open space. And the standards aren't clearly stated out. We have an environmentally sensitive developing district today, folks, that anything goes in. There's no environmental safeguards in our environmentally sensitive land use plan that we have today. They can clear cut any environmentally sensitive site. We had a place called Sandy Cove, a campground surrounded by water right on White's Creek. The developer came in and clear cut. We had Toll Brothers go out at the end of a road out there by where the Banks Farm used to be. They totally clear cut everything, and that's in the environmentally sensitive district. So if you can think that this ordinance is going to do anything to protect something, and this group will do it, we've got current ordinances that aren't doing the job now. Housing, we have, so lady brought up about affordable housing. It's implied out there that it's politically correct to assume that if you have high density zoning, you're going to get affordable housing. Folks, we've been having high density zoning all these years. There's no affordable housing out there. It's called the marketplace. We have the developers will push the envelope as much as they can. I'm glad for it. But you're not getting affordable housing with high density zoning. It doesn't compute. There's also thousands of units approved already. We ought to bring them into this. My God, they've all escaped. Impact fees. The only way to really address open space. You can have an impact fee, and from impact fees, you can direct money to infrastructure. And infrastructure, whenever you talk to this county council about infrastructure, you mean one thing, sewer. They know of no other infrastructure unless you spell it out to them. You've got to tell them you mean roads, you mean fire safety, you mean water, sewer is part of it. You need all that. It's just not sewer capacity. It also ignores 40 years. The Pine Water Farms people are here because they've got something on their doorstep. There'd be other people here if they currently had something on their doorstep. You have people who have moved out of the urban areas many times. You've had people who moved to Sussex County and tried to pick a rural setting with large lots, single-family homes, and want some kind of comfort level that's what the future will hold for them. They don't want to have to come in here every week because this council's approved cluster housing. Now you can put multifamily, put anything you want. Anything goes again. That's the mentality. So you got to stop that. We ought to start trying to protect and preserve what we have. That's why they're coming here, folks, not because we look like some of these other communities south of us or across the bay there in New Jersey or whatever. So we're ignoring what the AR zone is and the MR zone. Single family homes, low density, large lots. The RPC, we currently can do everything Mr. Phillips wants to do. But he makes it sound like he's helpless here. They come up in front and they ask for something and he has to give it to them. And he needs an ordinance to tie his hand so he won't
do
those
things.
Oh, I ask
you not to be repetitious, please.
Okay, well, so the RPC permits it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no, I'm not done. Maybe I am done.
We can't charge a fee now.
He can say what he wants to, Mr. Phillips.
But we should not support anything that creates higher densities, especially in coastal Sussex County, until we do something about the traffic problem. We have got a serious, serious problem, and this council still says, it's the state's fault. Anyway, we, before we approve one more thing, we ought to start addressing the traffic situation. And anyway, that's it. I'm
Thank you.
I hopefully we can defer on this and get it. If it gets better, I take the environmentally sensitive district out because it shouldn't be in there to begin with. And
I only have two quick comments. And I agree that we should probably try to include something in there to say that the money would be appropriated within a period of time in the area where it is. If it's done by the watershed or however it's done, I don't know, but sort of keeping that area in instead of be able to move it all over the county, and I don't know how we can do that. Probably something we need to work on. And the other thing, if this ordinance is passed, when does the developer have to put the money up? I mean, does he do it on each lot? Does he do it all at one time? I think we need to probably define that somehow. If I've overlooked in the ordinance, I apologize, but I don't think I have. Is there anything in there, Mr. Phillips, where it says when the money has to be appropriated?
This piggybacks on the density trade ordinance, which we passed last year, that declares the fee is proffered at the point of recordation of the plat. After they phase in the plat, then the fee is phased in.
Does it have to say that in here, Jim?
It refers by reference to that ordinance on the second page. Ordinance 1842, and it does. It's the very last page, right above the synopsis.
Okay. So that what he just said is the way it would work?
It says that it would be based on the same fee and under the same process as occurs now for those for cluster development.
So that's correct, Mr. Lang?
Okay. All right, and the last thing, was your name Mr. Purnell? I'm sorry.
The one that hates me?
The one that I got in confrontation with.
Arthur Brown.
I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize to you, sir. It's been a long morning, as you can tell. And after trying to keep control of the meeting and control of council, who wants to keep browbeating us for everything that we have done wrong, and we do everything wrong according to his vision, his sight, it does get a little bit, you do get worn down. And when you come up here and start it on me too, you had to take the blunt of it, and I do apologize.
Sir, I want to apologize too. It is my fault for all their problems, and now Mr. Dukes is excited that he's got a problem too. It's my fault that he verbally insulted you.
This to me, sir.
How can you figure that one out?
Cole, I had the floor.
But you just said, because of me, you embarrassed him. You've got a lot of nerve.
This is the first time, I believe, in 19 years that I've lost my cool in public with a person that was in the audience.
I don't envy you your job.
Well, it pays a lot, believe me. Yeah, if it wasn't for the pay, I wouldn't be here. Lie. I'm sorry then. So we will continue to try to work this. We have another afternoon session, begins in 7 minutes. So that's another reason that, and I've not been up to go to the bathroom since we came in at 10 o'clock this morning. So I need to get out of here. We need to...
I make a motion we defer and leave the public record
probably
open.
My fault also.
Shut the hell up.
Mr. Griffin.
Yes?
By doing that, can we address those couple issues that seem to have consensus? That is, where the money goes, which is the primary issue that I keep hearing. Or we have to do that now before we defer?
P&Z's got to make a recommendation.
Well, you've basically conducted the public hearing. There is a process in state law for amendments, as long as they are not substantial amendments that would violate the spirit of the title of the ordinance.
And where that money is directed
You'd have to let me know all the things you potentially want to do to it, and we could address them one at a time as to whether you could or couldn't. You always can, but depending on how wide-ranging they are, you might have to come back for a public hearing. So the issue is whether you can do it without another public hearing or it would require another one.
Well, if we leave the record open, we can still do it, right, at a later date.
We can discuss those issues.
I support Mr. Rogers leaving the record open and having it and defer at this point.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by...
To defer and leave the record open?
Jones, to defer, leave the record open.
All right.
Any questions? Seeing none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. I need a motion to recess till...
So moved.
1:30.